Senators demand answers. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, about the classified documents found unsecured in President Biden's home. But members of the Senate Intelligence Committee from both parties say Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines at a briefing yesterday refused to give them an assessment on possible damage to national security.
It was a very unsatisfying hearing. I think I speak for every member of the committee. The position the DNI has taken on this topic is untenable.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio Haines told the committee she couldn't tell them anything while a special counsel is investigating. Committee Chair Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner says that position will not stand. Vice President Kamala Harris in Monterey Park, California last evening to publicly offer condolences for the 11 people killed in Saturday night's dance hall shooting, but also calling on Congress to pass new gun control laws.
Understanding that to do so is to fully support the Second Amendment, but to understand we need reasonable gun safety laws in our country.
Still trying to determine the motive, the L.A. County Sheriff's Office says they haven't been able to find a link between the killer and any of the victims. In Half Moon Bay, California, Chun Li Zhao, the man police say opened fire at two mushroom farms on Monday, has now been charged with 7 counts of murder. After a sustained effort by a coalition of media outlets, including Fox News, a judge has ruled the San Francisco Police Department must release all of their body camera footage from the night of the hammer attack on Paul Pelosi back in October. The ruling, over the objection of both the suspect's defense attorney and the San Francisco District Attorney's Office, who wanted the video kept under wraps. Ukraine says Russia has launched a massive air attack of missiles and drones on the country. Up to 5 missiles have struck in the Odessa region, inflicting casualties. And the mayor of Kyiv confirms explosions have been heard in the capital city as well. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Federal health advisors will meet today to discuss changing COVID-19 inoculations to an annual shot.
The Food and Drug Administration's Vaccine Advisory Committee is scheduled to talk about the idea of a once-a-year COVID shot. Much like the process already used for annual flu shots, the goal would be to determine in the spring what strains of COVID will pose the biggest threat in the winter so that shots can be available in the fall. In documents released in advance of the meeting, the FDA said most people would only need one dose of the vaccine, quote, to restore protective immunity for a period of time, a strategy change that's set to be discussed. The meeting is being live streamed and can be accessed by going to FDA.gov and clicking on the meetings link. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
5 California doctors have won a court order temporarily blocking the new state law that would allow the state's medical board to discipline doctors who express views about COVID-19 that are contrary to scientific consensus. The doctors say that violates their First Amendment rights. Relatives of some of the 346 people killed in 2 overseas crashes of the 737 MAX jetliner will ask a court in Texas today to throw out a deal that Boeing made with the Justice Department to avoid being prosecuted for the crashes. Family members were never consulted about the deal. A Texas woman has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for preying on lonely hearts.
Prosecutors in Rhode Island say Dominique Golden of Houston, Texas, personally collected nearly $1.3 million in cash, checks, money orders, and wire transfers from people across the country in 2018, and it was deposited in bank accounts under phony names and businesses that she controlled. And they say her accomplices contacted victims on dating sites, Facebook, and the online game Words with Friends. The victims were in Rhode Island, New York, Arkansas, Colorado, North Carolina, Missouri, and Florida. She pled guilty in September to wire fraud and conspiracy to commit mail fraud.
Fox's Lisa Lucera.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.